an NBAA recap with CEO and President Ed Bolin. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for the download today. NBAA 2010 wrapped up yesterday in Atlanta, but not before ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell got a few minutes with NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin to talk about how it went. We'll hear that conversation today.
We've had an interesting opportunity to see, first of all, some great new news, which is kind of a nice thing after, let's say, a year of doldrums. But more important, the attitudes that are espoused by the folks here. They know it's been a tough time. They know there are tough times ahead. But, boy, are they determined to do business.
Yeah, my sense is that there's kind of a firm resolve and a cautious optimism. These companies have been through the most difficult period in their history. Our industry follows the economy, and this has been the worst contraction since the Great Depression, and we have felt it badly. But never have they played the role of the victim. Mm-hmm. It's been, what do we need to do to adjust? And there's been some difficult decisions have been made regarding production, regarding employment, but people are beginning now to look forward. And I think what you're seeing at this convention is they're talking about the new products, the investments that have been made, and it's a look forward, not a look backward at how far we've fallen, a look forward about where we can be.
If there are two messages being undertaken by NBAA at this point, one for the industry and one for the rest of the world about this industry, what would those be?
Well, the message for the industry is that we are a great industry, and everybody ought to be willing to stand up and shout that from the mountaintops. We used to try to be discreet. We used to try to not to have anybody notice. The reality is we are a great industry that generates jobs, provides economic vitality, allows companies to be productive, and we're fundamental to our nation's humanitarian effort. That's something to be proud of. For the public at large, they need to know all that, and they need to really understand business aviation is essential. It's not a luxury. It's not a convenience. It's essential to getting things done. If you want to visit three cities in one day instead of one city in three, if you want to move a team of people around and allow them to talk about proprietary information en route, if you want to turn the travel time into productive work time, you need a business airplane. There's no other way to do it. Well, as you know, we've had several videos where people have told their story and explained how they use the airplane, and it's clear it provides new and different opportunities. It helps find efficiencies. When companies try to find ways to survive a difficult economic situation, they've got to try to multiply the opportunities, find efficiencies. The business airplane is a terrific tool for that, and I think companies are beginning to recognize that.
We were the victim of a fusillade of errant and prejudicial information from Washington for a significant period of time. Has Washington gotten the message that mess with this industry, you mess with jobs and so forth, or is an education still required?
Well, we can never stop talking about who we are, because what we've learned is that the facts, the data, the information is our friend. So much of the bashing that we were taking on was the result of misperceptions, myths about who we are. When we get that story out, we see a complete change in attitude. That very Congress, that very policy central area of Washington, D.C., that was so negative to us, we're now seeing one out of every three elected officials stepping forward saying, I want to be publicly identified as a supporter of this industry. We've had one-third of the states sign proclamations saying this is an important industry. So once the data, the facts, the information is before people, it's a pretty easy decision. We've got to make sure that information's readily available.
The one thing I've found in any leadership position such as that you've undertaken is that the smartest thing you can do is listen. What are you hearing at NBAA 2010?
Well, I'm hearing people are investing in the future. They recognize that this has got a bright future because of the need to be more places in less time. The need to be efficient. It's a global marketplace now, so of course people need to travel to China, to India, to Brazil, to some of those emerging markets. But you've got to be connected. You've got to be efficient. You've got to be working. And business airplanes allow you to do that in a way that is tough to replicate any other way.
What's the roadmap look like for the rest of 10 and into 11, especially with an event less than 2 weeks away that could change everything and apparently will?
Well, I think as we look to the end of 2010, first of all, from a market economic standpoint, we were successful at having bonus depreciation, accelerated depreciation, signed into law just a couple of weeks ago. This provides an incentive for companies, individuals who have been on the fence to move forward and purchase the airplane before the end of the year. So we're hoping that that will give a little juice to the fourth quarter of 2010.
If I can interrupt, one of the things that came out the Piaggio press conference, he ended it with a specific set of kudos for your efforts in regards to bonus depreciation, because he can track airplane sales off of that. That's when you can see it for real, that's got to feel good.
Well, we know that individuals and organizations can make a difference. I've been saying for a long time, all of us in the industry can control our destiny. But we have to be focused, we have to be aggressive, and we have to be willing to talk about just how great this industry is. When we talk on Capitol Hill about the benefits of manufacturing jobs in the United States or rural economic development because companies can use airplanes to be located in them, it makes a huge difference. So we've got a great story. We know we can make a difference. We've just got to get out and execute.
Any other items on the roadmap?
Well, I think as we look forward to the election, that will obviously be a change. But I think regardless of whether it's a Democrat-controlled Congress or a Republican-controlled Congress, this is not a partisan issue. Transportation, public infrastructure, economic development, jobs, these are things that really, I think, unite all Americans. So I think we'll have an opportunity, regardless of what the election brings, to have a strong message on Capitol Hill in 2011 and a good working relationship with the new Congress.
In a moment, NBAA 2010 offered evidence that the biggest names in the business are projecting a midterm improvement in the economy. More with ANN's Jim Campbell and NBAA President Ed Bolin in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News. Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Jim Campbell's conversation with NBAA's Ed Bolin. NBAA 2010 ended yesterday in Atlanta, and one of the most encouraging signs for the industry was evidence of R&D that's underway.
There have been a number of major airplane announcements here, as well as some system and avionics announcements. Some the most aggressive companies seem to be making the investment now. What are you hearing from those companies as they're undertaking huge projects? I mean, matter of fact, Cessna even, matter of fact, I think Jack was boasting that a significant part of their budget right now is R&D.
Well, I think that shows that we believe in the future. We know that new products, new services have always stimulated demand. And I just think that there is a recognition that in a global economy, where everybody has to be efficient and productive, these are going to be important tools for any company going forward.
How important going forward are the green initiatives going to be? We've heard a lot from a number of segments that, one, there's been the aspect of efficiency, and on the very low-end, entry-level turboprop, light jet, and so forth, there's obviously some activity and, in fact, some resurrections among some airplanes that at one point have been down for the count, but now, because of numbers, are showing signs of life. But the green initiative, that's one of those things that goes positive, negative, and there's a lot of controversy around it. Is that for real, and is that going to be important from here on out?
Well, let me take that two ways. First of all, there is the cost of fuel. And one of the things that we have seen over the course of the past 2 or 3 years is pretty wild swings, a lot of volatility in that market, with the price of fuel going up as high as $140 per barrel, down to $60. We know that it is a variable that can be difficult to manage. The best way to manage it is to have very fuel-efficient engines and airplanes. So from that standpoint, I think you're going to continue to see a lot of attention. And then it's clear that the environment and talk about the environment and talk about being green is something that appears to be a movement that is going to have a lasting impact. We are, have been in Europe and seen how strong that has been from a political standpoint. The expectation, I think, among most people is that what is happening in Europe could eventually happen in other places, and we need to be prepared for it. And I think that is something you're seeing.
Final question. Been a heck of a couple of years here, and particularly the last year or so. Any surprises? What, I mean, what really pops out to you as a, holy smokes, did that really happen?
Well, I think the fact that it happened so fast. You know, I know a lot of people will talk about how when the falls come, they didn't think it would be that far. They didn't think it would be that fast. They didn't think it would be that long. And I think we're finding that a little bit. You know, 2 years ago when we did our show in Orlando, it was the week of the largest drop in the stock market. The market dropped 18% during the week of our show. No one had anticipated that. In fact, the forecast conferences that were being held right before the show suggested that backlogs, we'd be able to move our way through it. So I think the depth, the severity, but most of all the speed of the downturn caught everybody a little bit off guard. And then I think some of the bashing that came as a result of the automakers caught us a little bit off guard as well. I think what we can say, though, is that difficult time, challenging time, can sometimes bring out the best. You know, when something's put under pressure, you really find out what's at its core. And I think what we have found is a united community, a resolved community, and an optimistic community. And we're beginning to take the steps necessary to move forward. And we've never played the role of the victim. We've always looked forward. We've always been aggressive. And I think that's beginning to bear some real results.
Ed Bolin is the president and CEO of the National Business Aviation Association. Find out more about NBAA on the web at nbaa.org. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.